Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the season 15 of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister Kay.
And I'm Sister L. Marie.
And this is episode 24. Let's get started. All right, welcome, L. Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a co-host on Sister Speak Big Brother.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Oh, I'm happy to have you here. I was just thinking, how in the heck am I going to get through this Big Brother season without talking about it every week like we used to without Sister J?
Yes, we will miss Sister J.
As y'all all know, just a quick little recap, Sister J has given up on Big Brother because of the lack of diversity. And when there is diversity on the show, they're the first ones to go. So she's like, oh, hell no, I'm not watching it again. And so L. Marie has graciously accepted being co-host of Sister Speak Big Brother. So, L. Marie, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is L. Marie. Some people call me Literary Marie. I'm from Metro Detroit. I've been a longtime listener of Sister Speak for about the last 3 years, and I've been a Big Brother watcher since around season 3.
Ooh.
Yes. So we make it a family thing where my father and I, we watch it together and talk about strategy. So
Big Brother
is my passion. I love it.
That's awesome. I love it, too. I've been watching since season 1, actually, but I really honestly couldn't tell you who was in season 1 at this point. But so we're both longtime fans.
Yes.
That's awesome. So we have all that background behind us to know how it's supposed to work.
And we know all of the Big Brother lingo, of course.
Of course. And all their tricks.
Yes.
All right. Well, we would thought that we would kind of walk through a first look at the cast and give our first impressions. I think L. Marie and I have both looked at all the cast videos, which were very interesting. What did you think about Jeff and his interviewing skills?
I think it needs a little bit of work. However,
I agree with you.
However, Jeff is eye candy, so I'm not complaining.
I know everybody says that, but, you know, after his second stint in the house, I lost all thoughts of sexiness about him.
Oh, no.
I know, because I used to really like him, but after that last stint, he was just so cocky, and I don't know, it felt like he was just full of himself.
Okay.
And now I'm thinking, so when I was watching the videos, he was good in some of them, and others he seemed awkward.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know really what he wanted to ask. And, you know, even if he had stock questions that he asked each person, that would have been better than him kind of stumbling around.
It would have. I think that he just wasn't prepared. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, that might be it. Bless his heart.
I know.
Some of them, though, he did pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's run through this cast, okay, because it seems pretty interesting this season.
We already have some characters, I think.
I think so, too. Where do you want to start?
Let's go ahead and start with Erin.
Okay. Erin, 22, from San Angelo, Texas. She's a college student, and she is single.
Yes. She's outgoing, driven, and spontaneous, which will be interesting in the house. We'll see how her outgoing behavior is with everyone else.
Yes. And she says that in going into the game, she's going to go into it with the same mentality she goes into life, only focusing on herself and what she needs to make it through. Okay, that's going to be interesting. She says, I'm sure there will be moments of weakness where I second-guess myself, but I will use my psychology training as best as I can and try to be strategic. So that might come in handy.
The psychology training will come in handy. She'll be able to read other house guests and possibly tell who's lying. However, I don't think she should go in with the strategy of focusing on herself.
No.
No. She'll definitely need some partners and alliance.
Yes, she will. And she's going to have to be smart about it because you can't just go and pick someone the first day.
Not at all.
That is a mistake that a lot of them make.
They do.
The first day, they think they click with someone and say, okay, let's be an alliance. And then the next day you find out them people cannot keep a secret to save them lives. Telling all y'all damn business.
Yes.
She also likes to work out, so she's going to be fit. She's cute.
She is.
She's very cute. So I'm interested to see how that works. There's a lot of really pretty women going to be in the house. So you never know how that's going to work out.
There are. We may have a couple showmances.
I wonder. Okay, let's move on to Amanda.
Okay.
I don't really have any, like, anything that stands out with me with Erin. I think we just have to, she seems kind of middle of the road, at least for right now.
Yeah.
So, nothing much really to say there. Amanda is 28 from Long Island, New York. She's a real estate agent. She is single. And the most difficult part about living in the house is going to be being away from her friends, family, dog, and job.
Mm-hmm.
And her strategy is to find common ground with everyone and share individual time and secrets to earn their trust. Keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
Yes. But I think also her strategy will be to possibly use those secrets against them further on in the game.
And she just, her picture, on the video, she was fine, but she just looks like she's sneaky.
She does.
I don't know what it is about her, but she just looks sly.
I think it's the eyes.
Something.
Yes. She looks very sneaky.
But you know what? She might be interesting to watch. I mean, to me, the sneaky people are fun to watch if they know how to do it.
Right.
You can't be cocky and sneaky or thinking that your stuff is all good. You have to kind of be, I don't know, behind the scenes sneaky.
Behind the scenes sneaky, yes.
Yes. And I don't know why, but a lot of them or like to brag about how sneaky they are or how smart they are how they've gotten someone figured out.
It's a big mistake to do that.
Yes, big mistake. Keep it to yourself.
Right. Only let America see how sneaky you are.
Yes, in the diary room.
Yes.
I'm interested to see her. I'm interested to see what she's going to do. I like the sneaky one. Okay, our next house guest is Andy. He's cute.
He is cute. I love his red hair. He's a ginger.
Yes. He's 26 from Aurora, Illinois. He is a college I think he said on his video he is a college professor.
Yes.
He's a mass communications professor. He teaches that.
Right.
Media studies. He is single also.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the people in the house are single. He says his favorite activities are improv, eating candy, watching TV. I like that. See, that's what I would put down as my favorite. Nobody ever does that. Watching TV,
right.
Eating candy.
Already by looking at his activities, he's already relatable.
He's so cute.
Yes.
Playing with puppies as they walk down the street.
Aww.
Messing with people. And being adorable. Okay, that's cute.
Yes.
He says his strategy for winning Big Brother would be to start playing a covertly aggressive game. He would lay low on the surface and be friendly to everyone, if possible, while secretly establishing a concrete alliance with people I have deemed the most trustworthy. He's got to be careful, though. Don't do it too quick, Andy.
Right. I'm hoping he's not one of the ones that fall into the trap of doing it as soon as they enter the house.
Yes. Yes, he's got to be sly with it.
Yes.
Wait a day or two.
Right. At least 2 days.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
And let's see. He says one thing I thought was interesting when he said, what would he take into the house and why? He says his baby blanket. He's had it his entire life and give him a sense of security and comfort. A notepad and pen to take notes, which I don't think they'll let you take.
They don't.
And Skittles.
He loves eating candy, remember?
Candy. I think I'm going to really like Andy.
I think so, too. I like him already.
Yeah, I do, too. He seems sweet.
He does.
But he seems like he could also be deceptively sneaky.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yes, that's going to make good TV.
It will. I think he's smart enough to make it far.
I think so, too. I think so. We're going to watch him. We're going to keep our eye on Andy.
Yes.
Okay, what about our next person?
Candace.
Our lady of color.
Yes.
First house guest of color. Yay. We'll see. We always root for him, but you never know. Candace is 29 from New Orleans. She lives in Houston. She's a pediatric speech therapist, although on her video she mentioned being an ex...
NFL cheerleader.
Yes, NFL cheerleader.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Now, that was one of the better interviews I thought that Jeff did.
It was. I think he just felt more comfortable with her.
Yeah, yeah. And another girl that is coming up, I think he did good with the interview. I think because he was kind of flirting with her.
True.
But anyway. Candace is single also, and she also mentioned on her video that she would be open to a relationship. Or
she did. Showman.
Oh, Candace. Don't even. I don't know. When people say they are open to it, I'm just like, ooh. That to me means that if you don't get a showman and someone else does, you're going to automatically be their enemy.
Yes.
And I, you know, you don't want to do that.
It could hurt her. So
it could.
We'll see.
She says her strategy for winning Big Brother would be to be herself, analyze the game as it comes, be smart and quick on my feet at all times. It is a game after all. Now, that attitude, I think, will take her far.
I agree. And she also mentioned that she's more of a listener instead of a talker. So she's going to analyze a lot of the people, which will help her in the game.
I hope so. I hope she lasts a little bit. I liked her based on her video.
I did too. She has a lot of personality.
She did. And she seemed like she was down to earth. So I hope Candace makes it far.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for her.
I am too. But, you know, Big Brother.
Yeah, we'll see.
I always am optimistic at the beginning.
I know. We have to keep hope this season.
You have to keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Okay, next we have David.
Yes.
25, from San Diego, California. He is a lifeguard and single also.
And he looks like a lifeguard.
He does. He would be cute if he cut some of that hair off his forehead.
I know.
I don't know.
I'm not feeling the hair. Not.
He likes surfing and skating. He's goofy, sarcastic, and competitive are his three adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that could be good and bad. The sarcastic might not go over too well. His strategy for winning Big Brother is to be himself and let personality show through and hope that my good looks take me to the end. Okay, David, now come on.
These are the ones that I do not care for going into the game. Don't rely on your good looks. Big Brother is a game about strategy and smarts and reasoning. You can't rely on your looks.
That's true. And the one thing about his video that kind of was like, ooh, is he said he doesn't like to shower on a daily basis.
I'm not going to.
That's going to be a problem.
Especially with all of that hair.
We don't know. He might, you know, maybe they'll have a competition where he has to shave his head or
Let's
something.
Let's hope.
I bet you if he opens his face up, he would be so cute.
He would. He could be a heartthrob.
Yeah, we'll see. We didn't get to see, you know, any bodies in those videos, so we'll have to see what they, you know, how they do. But I don't know. I think if he cools it with the good-looking thing and tries to act humble, he'll be okay. But if he comes out as cocky and like he's so cute, then I think he's going to have problems.
Yes.
Especially with the not bathing every day thing too.
Right.
Because, you know, the first couple weeks, they're just looking for a reason to get rid of people.
Of course. And I'm hoping his goofiness does not annoy people.
Yes.
There's a good goofy where you like to be around the person, and then another goofy where they just annoy you.
Yes. Yeah. He's got to learn. Hopefully he can read a crowd.
Let's hope.
Now, it is funny. He says he's afraid of spiders, roller coasters, and crows. Oh, that is so funny.
I always think that Big Brother uses what they're afraid of in a competition later on.
I do too.
So if we see crows in a competition,
it's for him.
Yes, it is.
Especially if he's winning too much. You know, and that's one main reason I could never go on Survivor or The Amazing Race, because they always have a nasty bug challenge.
I would lose.
And I couldn't do it. I'd be like, oh, I will lose $1 million because I am not picking up no bugs. I'm not eating no bugs. Can't do it.
I would just quit.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even try.
I would too. I'd be like, oh, no, sorry.
Right.
We'll have to take a penalty. Okay, well, that's David. We'll have to see, David. No. The jury's out on you, David.
We'll see.
The next one, Alyssa. The one that's stirring up all the Big Brother controversy.
She is. She already has a big buzz about her.
Yes. 27 from Concord, North Carolina. A nutritionist, married mom, so she's married.
Yes.
Also Rachel's sister.
Yep. Her maiden name is Riley from Rachel Riley.
Oh, my goodness. Can we just please say a little quick prayer?
Please.
That
please.
She is not as annoying as Rachel. I wouldn't mind her being Rachel's sister, but I feel like she's going to try to capitalize on the annoyances of Rachel.
Well, in her interview with Jeff, she did imitate Rachel's laugh. I'm
yes.
hoping that she doesn't have a similar laugh or voice, and I hope that she noticed how much America disliked Rachel, and that she tries to prove us wrong and acts nothing like her sister.
Well, I will say one thing about her video. She seemed like she had a good sense of humor.
Yes.
Which Rachel seemed to have on occasion. On occasion she didn't.
On occasion.
But, you know, that she could laugh at herself at times.
Right.
Hopefully, Alyssa is able to laugh at herself and see, you know, not to take herself too seriously. And, I don't know. I wonder if she's going to tell people or try to hide the fact that they're sisters.
I don't think she can hide it for very long. It may be in her best interest to just let everyone know from the get-go.
You think?
I think so.
She does say part of her strategy is going to be to listen, be more of a listener so she can feel out what's going on in others' minds. But don't know if she's going to be able to do that. Maybe, because she's married, she's got a son, so maybe she's a little more calm and...
Hopefully she's a little more level-headed.
She likes to do yoga, so maybe that'll help her, you know, center herself and calm herself. We'll see. I don't know. Alyssa, we're going to be watching you, but I don't know. We'll have to see, because, you know, every year they have a little twist. You never know how the house guests are going to take it.
Right.
Sometimes I feel like they're going to immediately target the person and they don't.
We'll see.
Like the last two returning house guest things that were just ridiculous. Why would you keep those people in? The coaches and all that? That was just stupid.
Very. They weren't thinking right.
Not at all. Not at all. All right. Let's move on to Gina Marie.
Okay. We share the Marie name, so that's a plus for her already.
All right, go Gina Marie. Do you want to talk about her? She's 32.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. Living in Staten Island. She's a pageant coordinator. She's probably used to dealing with people with attitudes or craziness.
Right.
She's single.
And speaking of craziness, the three adjectives that she used to describe herself are crazy, sexy, and cool. She's a TLC fan, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so already, I don't know, Gina Marie. She says her strategy for winning is to just be her. Make friends and try to be smart.
Try to be smart?
Yeah, and listen to her, what she's afraid of. She says, I would be afraid of aliens if they ever exist. And if I ever see one, I probably would shit my pants. Those movies scare me. Oh, Gina Marie.
I know.
But hey, she might be fun. She might be fun to watch.
I don't know. She's a little bit out on her.
Oh, my goodness. I think she's going to be one of these people that thinks she's cute and might just offend a lot of people. I don't know, though. You never can tell, but just by her descriptions of herself.
I don't know. She may get along well with David.
David?
David, they're the ones who, you know,
yes.
may rely on their looks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
We'll have to see. She was also one of the, I don't know, that was an awkward interview to me with Jeff.
It was.
With Gina Marie. She was kind of in his face a tad bit.
A little too much.
Yeah. All right, the next person is Helen.
Yes.
Our other person of color.
Yay!
Yay, Helen! Although, after watching her video, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
How long she's going to last. She likes to talk.
She does.
Did you notice that?
She does.
I liked her. Helen is 37 from Falls Church, Virginia. She lives in Chicago. a political consultant, which I thought was interesting.
Yes.
And she is a married mom, so she's the second married person in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks the most difficult part about being in the house is going to be being away from her family, but she's never been away from her kids longer than a week.
Well, this is going to be difficult for her to adjust.
I think so, too. She's probably going to be cleaning all the time or something.
Probably. And cooking for them. She'll be the mom of the house.
I think so. Seems like she's one of the oldest so far, 37.
So far, yes.
She says her strategy is to throw HOH in the beginning and have the strongest players vote each other out. Well, however, she would try to win the POV. It's always good to gain favors from people. As the strong players start to vote each other off, I would then do my best to win the HOHs. Well, but you got to know, though, when you really need the HOH, so you can't throw.
Right. So I hope Helen realizes which HOH composition she needs to win.
Yes.
And which one she'll be able to throw.
Yes. And the fact that she is talkative might, I don't know how that's going to go.
I hope she doesn't double talk herself into separate alliances and get found
yeah.
out.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. But I really liked her based on her video.
I did too. She's fun.
Yeah, she seemed like she was really fun, didn't take herself too seriously, and, you know, would be very bubbly and, you know, friendly with everyone. So I'm rooting for Helen.
I am too.
Rooting for her. Okay, our next house guest, who is it?
Our next house guest is Howard.
Yeah. We both had the same reaction. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Howard. Hey, boo.
He is cute.
Isn't he?
Yes. Hello. He is Howard, 29. Hometown is Hattiesburg, Mississippi, so he's a Southern boy.
And you can tell in his voice.
You could. That was sexy.
It was.
Y'all need to go watch his video.
Please.
Those arms. Now, that was the one thing Jeff did do to me that was funny in his interview. He's like, oh, so you don't like to work out at all, do you?
Right.
He's a youth counselor, and he is single. Hello.
I know.
Now, I like his adjectives. He says observant, trustworthy, and reliable.
I do, too.
I like that.
He seems very genuine.
Yes, we'll have to see. And the other thing I liked about his little bio, He says the most difficult part of living inside the Big Brother house will be nothing except being away from church on Sundays.
I know.
Go, Howard. Boo.
Yes. I also like that he loves board games, especially Monopoly.
Yes.
It takes a lot of patience for someone to play Monopoly. That's not a quick game to play.
No, it's not. It takes forever.
It does. And it takes strategy as well.
It does. It really does. I'm just really liking Howard. So far, he was one of my top favorites.
He stands out to me the most.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of him without his haircut. It was very long.
Really?
Yes.
Like Jerry Curl long? What kind of long are we talking about?
Not Jerry long. I couldn't tell whether it was dreads or braids.
Oh, he would look good with that.
He did.
Okay, he's going to be our eye candy.
Yes, all right.
Now look, they better not let Howard go too quick. It's going to be a revolt.
Oh my gosh, I'll be so disappointed.
Because you know he'll be working out. Now, it's so interesting, he's afraid of spiders and big birds.
As well.
Quite a bit of people afraid of birds.
They are. There's definitely going to be a competition with birds. I just know it.
They might have some tarantula pets or something in the house. Oh, my gosh. That is too funny. I wonder how people get scared of birds.
Probably from the movie Birds. After I saw that movie, I was afraid of birds for the longest.
Really?
Yes.
That could be. Huh. The other interesting thing for him is that his life's motto is to conduct myself in a manner that is worthy of Christ and to live abundantly and share it with others. So it seems like he's going to be humble.
Yes.
And he's going to be trying to do what he thinks is the Christian way. So hopefully he won't be cussing folks out. Although
right.
I do like a good cussing out, you know.
I do like the drama.
I like the drama.
But
yeah.
He may play an honest game.
Ooh, but that won't be well. He's got to lie.
I know. And I'm hoping he doesn't have a problem with it.
And I'm hoping he doesn't bring up church every other word, because people...
Oh, you're right.
People get annoyed with that, even if that's how you feel. He needs to be like an understated Christian and not like judge people and throw it all in their... You know, that's the kind of thing that is not going to go over well.
It won't.
I'm liking Howard, though. Go ahead on. Always got to have our eye candy.
And Big Brother served us this season.
You know what? Hello, Howard. So can we pause for a second? Because that's our third person of color. I don't think we mentioned it. That's our third person of color. And I know that we were talking on Twitter about, we've got three people of color.
Right.
Set up to be in the house. I think there's, 15, 16 people total?
Right. Which three is good for Big Brother.
That is good.
I'm not expecting three.
I know.
I'm used to the token one.
Exactly. But what my fear is, I hope they don't have a three-way elimination in 1 week where all of our people of color go home.
I really feel a certain type of way if that happens.
I will have to maybe jump on the Sister J bandwagon.
I'll be right behind you.
Which would hurt me because this is one of my favorite reality shows.
But I would have to show my displeasure in some kind of way, and that would be to stop watching.
Yeah, I'd have to. I'd have to boycott it. So, the 16 people, I think it's 16, if I'm correct. So, out of all these people, I hope they don't do another Jody, where only 12 make it in the house.
I hope not.
And America has voted, or something has happened, or you have to have a competition to figure out who it is. Because 16 is an awful lot, don't you think? They're not going to have enough room for those people.
Well, the season is going to be longer. It started earlier than usual.
That is true.
Looking at the pictures of the house, I tried to kind of see if it would fit 16. I don't think it does.
See?
So, I don't know. Everyone may not walk into the house.
We got it. Well, and if that's the case, not all three of those people will walk in.
No.
You know that.
One of them will definitely be gone.
Yeah. I think so, too, which is unfortunate because I like all three of them.
I do, too. And I think all three of them really have a chance.
I do, too. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Yes, Jeremy is 23 from Katy, Texas. We have a lot of house guests from Texas this season.
Don't mess with Texas. That's because they know Texas people are all right. They are cool.
They are. I have a best friend who lives in Texas, so yes.
Oh, hey, there you go.
His three adjectives, charismatic, spontaneous, and fearless.
Oh, go ahead, Jeremy.
I know.
Now, what did you think about his video? I thought he was hilarious.
He is a comedian.
Yes, he was so fun. That was one of the better interviews, but it was mostly because of him, not Jeff.
Definitely not because of Jeff. He could have just been in front of the camera by himself.
I think he could take Jeff's job.
You know what? He may.
He might.
He may.
He was funny. He says he likes to straddle, on his video, he said he liked to straddle the line between cocky and humble, and he says he likes to just walk right on it.
And I like that.
I do, too. He can recognize it, and it shows that he doesn't take himself too seriously about it, so he can laugh at himself.
Right.
I like that.
Only thing I don't care about Jeremy is that he's not a fan of the show. When asked about previous Big Brother cast members, he admitted that he never really watched the show.
Oh, you know what? That means he's recruited then.
Right.
I don't like those kinds.
I don't either. I don't. He claims that his mom is the one who recommended that he signs up.
Oh, well, that's okay, I guess.
It is.
Huh. So he doesn't have any strategy. He's not going to know what to really look out for.
No, he'll have no idea.
Yeah, he might not make it long.
He's really winging it.
And, you know, his bio is awful short.
It
is. He didn't have nothing to say. Yeah, because they ask him about his strategy for winning. He says, just be versatile and always keep in mind that I'm here to win and not make friends.
That's not a good enough strategy. That's not well thought out.
No, that's because he doesn't know nothing about the game. Well, I hope before he went in, he actually watched some of it.
I do believe when they're in sequester, they have the option to watch previous seasons. So I hope he took advantage of that.
I do too. But I did like his video, so I'll give him a chance, despite that he was recruited probably. Because I did like his, he seemed like he was funny.
He did.
And interesting. So, I think he just wants to be an actor or something.
I can see him as an actor.
Yeah, I could see him taking Jeff's job and being better at it, maybe. Sorry, I shouldn't hate on Jeff. He is cute. But damn, he is just too damn cocky. I just can't stand them cocky fools.
I usually like cocky. Maybe that's why I like Jeff.
But yeah, but cocky, but not, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. Maybe you're just tired of seeing Jeff all the time.
That might be it. They're
using him an awful lot.
They're really put back in him. They're really trying to push him out there. And I think, you know, it's been, what, 2 years, three, that they've been pushing him and it hasn't gone anywhere. He needs to let it go. Let it go.
Me too.
Okay, our next house guest is Jesse, 25, from Beaumont. And we forgot to mention Jeremy is single also.
Oh, yes, he is.
So then we have Jessie. She is 25 from Beaumont, Texas, living in San Antonio, another Texan, unemployed, and she is single. Now, was this the one that I thought that Jeff was flirting with?
Yes, it is.
Did you see that? I'm like, is he still with Jordan?
Is he still with Jordan?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was wondering.
I thought they were until I saw his interview with Jessie.
Me too. Oh my, he was all up in her face.
I don't know if he was just doing that for the cameras, but he really seemed attracted to Jesse.
He did, didn't he?
He did.
Okay, she says her three adjectives are sexy, driven, and smart. So not bad.
Not bad.
Her most difficult thing about being in the house will be being away from her puppy.
Aww.
And she says strategy for winning is to lay low as long as possible and align with the smartest and strongest. Okay, then that's a smart strategy.
It is.
But, you know, people don't like people who lay low.
If they don't realize she's laying low, then she'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. She also says she wants to make a final two deal with the person who she has the best connection with. Okay, that might be a mistake. And try to win as many competitions as possible. Okay, that's a good one.
Now, but this is the part that confused me. Because if you're trying to win as many competitions as possible, that's not laying low.
No, you're right about that.
She's going to have to pick one.
Yeah, you're right. Because as soon as you start winning, they're going to think of you as a threat.
Right. She'll be a target. She'll be immediately seen as a strong player.
Yeah, you want to win just to make sure you stay.
Make sure you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
She's unemployed, okay. So I do think she has more motivation maybe to win.
Yes, that could be. That could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She seemed to me like the first girl, Erin. Kind of middle of the pack.
Right.
I don't have anything for or against. I think she's going to be, she's cute. So we're going to, you know, I think she's going to be bubbly. And that. So it's going to be interesting to see what she does.
Right. Now, one thing that struck me, when asked what is she afraid of, flying and overpasses.
Okay, I'm with her on the flying part.
But overpasses?
I do know someone who is scared of highways, of driving on highways and overpasses.
I do know someone who's afraid of driving on a highway.
Which I'm like, you can't get anywhere around Dallas without getting on a highway. So that's a bad fear to have.
That's the same way with Metro Detroit and in Michigan.
Yeah, because everything's highway connected.
It is, yes.
So you're kind of crippled if you can't, you know.
I mean, there's streets you can take, but it will take you forever to get to your destination.
Exactly, same here. And that's like someone who I also know who is claustrophobic and afraid of elevators, so they don't like to get on elevators, but they also don't like to walk upstairs, or they can't walk upstairs. They kind of...
Oh.
They could, but they just don't... They have a... They're out of shape.
Okay.
At the PC, I guess. They have a foot problem. I'm like, so you gotta pick one. You have to learn how to ride an elevator, or you have to learn how to walk up some steps. So,
they have to swallow the fear and get on an elevator.
That's what I said, but they won't.
Okay.
especially, you know, there's some old buildings around, so if it's a certain kind of elevator that slides, the door slides open, they won't do it. If it's one that has the two doors that meet in the middle.
Okay.
Like, I never knew so much about elevators until it doesn't bother me, elevators. But, yeah, so that is a strange one. I'm wondering how she's going to get from Texas to California, then. She had to fly.
Good question.
She drove. I will say, when I got my final freak, well, not my final, but I freaked out on my way home from a work trip and ended up driving from Cincinnati to Dallas because I did not want to get on the plane.
Oh my gosh, that is a long drive.
It was, but I was fine. I said, you know what, I won't be in the office tomorrow because I'm having to drive from,
like 20 hours?
Yeah. Well, I drove probably a couple hours that night and stayed in Kentucky somewhere. I didn't know where the hell I was.
Okay.
I didn't even know what states I had to go through to get home. I was just like, show me where the car rental place is because I am not getting on this plane. I went to walk on the plane and just had a panic attack or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was awful. But I've flown since then with the help of drugs.
Oh, well. That's
but, yeah, so I just plan to drive whenever I think I'm going to travel somewhere, unless, you know, because it's just too much hassle to even think about getting on a plane, which is terrible because, you know, I want to go places, but I'm trying to figure out how I can get to Europe without flying.
Oh, good luck.
Exactly. Maybe a cruise? It might take me a month, but...
Well, you still have to fly to get to where the cruise boat leaves.
I could drive.
You could. Yes, you
could. I could drive to Florida.
Well, cruise would be your best bet to get to Europe.
It would. That's the only bet, really.
It is. I don't mind flying at all. If I could fly across town instead of driving, I would.
If you had, like, your own private helicopter.
I would totally do it.
Avoid that traffic.
Yes.
Detroit's nice. I've been there a couple times when I used to fly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. At least it was nice when I went. That was a long time ago. But, okay, we kind of got way off topic. Sorry.
Okay.
I tend to do that. To rein me back in.
Well, next we have Judd. Judd is 26 from Englewood, Tennessee. And he's a property appraiser.
Judd was funny on his video.
He was, and it's because one of his adjectives is funny, and he really is. Most people that say, I'm funny, they're just okay. But he really is funny.
He was funny. I almost needed subtitles, though. It's like, there's a couple of words I didn't get. So I was like, okay, we're going to need some subtitles.
Right.
Or captions, something.
Now,
all I remember from his video is J-U-double-D and something else was his little nickname.
I can't remember his nickname.
Yeah, I can't either. But he did say one of his activities he loves is the frog gig. And I was like, what the hell is frog gig?
This is the first time I've ever heard of frog gig.
I never heard of that either. Frog hunting, apparently.
I didn't know that was an activity.
I guess it is in Tennessee. In Etowah, Tennessee. It must be small.
Etowah, yeah.
Now, he does say he has a strategy to Big Brother. He wants to play a complete social and strategic game, which he thinks he'll be good at. He wants to find an older, loyal person. Well, there ain't that many older people in there, but... And also have a guy who is good at competitions that's around his age that he could relate to and that is loyal. And either a really hot girl or a smart person. So he's doing what a couple of other people have done in the past, is try to get a jock and then a girl.
Right. Which in the past, that has worked.
It has. But I'm wondering if people still fall for that.
It depends. He may be able to get away with it.
He might. He's afraid of heights and spiders. Uh-oh, more spiders.
More spiders.
Who isn't afraid of spiders? I mean, they're just nasty.
I know. I really am afraid of them.
I'm afraid of all bugs.
I was just going to say all bugs.
Yeah. All bugs are just nasty. He is most proud of overcoming and dealing with anxiety. He's had anxiety issues all his life. Oh, so that might not be too good.
It may not.
Hopefully he doesn't have... Hopefully they let him have medicine in that way, because they say...
Well, he did mention Xanax.
The Big Brother house is stressful in that anything that you have, it kind of exasperate. I can't say that word. It makes it all come out, whatever.
Right.
So he might have some issues.
Well, my thinking is, say if they have a competition that does involve spiders.
Oof.
I hope he doesn't have a panic attack.
But I wouldn't blame him.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't blame him. I would be freaking out too.
No.
I like Judd based on his video. You can't really tell a lot about his personality on here, but he was just too funny on his video.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I'll be rooting for Judd. I'm interested to see how he does once everybody's in there.
I think his strategy is the one that's proven to work in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So... we'll see if, like you said, people still fall for it, and if it works for him.
Hey, more power to him.
Good luck to Judd.
Good luck. All right, our next house guest is Caitlin, 23 from, I can't even pronounce that, Minnesota. she lives in Minneapolis. And she's a bartender. She's single. Her three adjectives are persevering, tenacious, and analytical. That's going to be helpful.
The analytical will, yes, it will help her.
She says her strategy is to be strong and focused and don't let these people play you since they can be very manipulative and fake. I'm a very closed off person and will keep to myself. Oh, Caitlin.
I know.
That's not going to be good, Caitlin.
And then she says she's very dependent on the people in her life. So, I hope she's not one of the house guests that has to be carried by someone else or riding someone's coattails.
Yeah. But if she's close, if she is somebody who's going to try to keep to herself, they're going to think that she's standoffish.
Right.
And she's very pretty, so, you know, that's all that another girl's going to need. You know how women can be. Now, I will say this. I was going to say young women especially, but there's not a lot of young people this season.
No, there aren't.
They're not like 18, 20s. They're like late 20s, early 30s.
Mid to late 20s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that might help.
Yeah, most of them are in the same age group.
That might really help,
and
yeah.
And Caitlin is another one that's afraid of spiders.
I know. And the dark.
And the dark.
Mm-hmm. That's a hard one.
I know. We'll see how the have-not room is this year.
Oh, that have-not room has been...
If they put her in the dark, oh my gosh.
Usually there's some other people, so she might just be one of these people that just waits to go to sleep when somebody else is
right.
in there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which nobody would really notice that unless she made it really
obvious.
Can I go sleep with you? Are you going to sleep? Okay, I'll go.
Right?
With you.
Are you ready to go to sleep? Okay, I'll go now.
Okay, I'll come with you. Where are you going? I gotta go to the bathroom. Oh, okay. Can I come with you? That would be a problem, Caitlin. We'll have to see how she does. The closed off part is what's the troubling part for her.
Right, right.
I don't know about Caitlin.
I don't know.
Now, this next guy I kind of liked also. McCray.
I think McCray has to grow on me.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
He's 23... from Oak Grove, Minnesota. So another one from Minnesota.
Right.
Pizza delivery boy. Single.
Another single house guest.
Single. Funny, observant, and calculating are his three adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. He says that strategy for winning is to play like James from Big Brother 6, which I don't remember. Which James? See, I get the Jameses mixed up.
You remember There's James. I only remember one James. The one from season 6.
Which one was he?
He dark hair. He's usually on a lot of the videos or after show.
Oh, he's the one that hosts all that
yeah.
stuff. There was another James that was weird. Remember
he's
him?
Cool.
He was
he's
like
cool with Evil Dick.
Okay, I think I know who that is. I don't remember him at all. It's like my mind has blacked out that season.
Yeah, he follows. He follows the game a lot.
Wasn't there another guy named James that was like always wanting to be naked? Now, and oh, he was on the season with Evil Dick and that girl Jen that Evil Dick used to torment. I think. No, wait. That's another one. There was another season where a girl, like, passed out because she had diabetic or something.
I remember that.
And he and this guy helped her. Like, he was a medic or something at some point. I don't know.
I don't remember that, James.
I'm going to have to look him up. I swear there was another James, but I could be wrong. Maybe his name was something else. He says he wants to play smart when he has to and play physical when he needs to and lay low. We'll see. Well, that's good.
We'll see. Okay, I looked it up. The other James, he had a mohawk and pink hair.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's the one you remember.
Yes, that's the one I always remember. Okay. And he was always trying to be naked.
He was.
I do remember that. And I think he's done porn since Big Brother.
Really?
If I remember correctly, I've heard that.
Oh.
Anyway, the wrong James. Oh, my goodness. Do you see what he's afraid of? Mice and ventriloquist dummies.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so random. Where do you see ventriloquist
totally
dummies anymore?
Random.
That is too funny.
The mice, I can most certainly understand.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
That's almost like a bug with some fur.
Gross.
Anything that runs fast, I'm through. No.
No. Mm-mm. I found interesting about McCray, he's working on a cartoon that he created and wrote.
That's interesting.
It is.
That's very interesting.
So we know he's creative. We know he's going to be the house guest that thinks outside of the box.
He might go far.
He may.
You never know. He looks like he'd be friendly. We'll have to see.
I think he'll be good in competition.
I don't know. We'll have to see. He might have this little, I don't know what the word is, not bumbling, but kind of slacker type vibe, but really be really smart and calculating
right.
Behind the scenes, try to throw people off.
And yes, he will throw people off. He can. I hope he uses that to his advantage.
I do too.
We'll see.
Go McCray.
Yeah, he's still got to grow on me. We'll see.
Our next house guest is Nick, 28, from Hillard, New York. He lives in New York City. He's an entrepreneur, so it doesn't say really what he does, and he's single. I don't remember his video except that he talked a lot, didn't he?
He was the very first video.
Yeah.
And he annoys me. He talks a lot. Mm-hmm. He kind of made some lame jokes.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
I don't care for Nick.
His strategy is to make quick and personal relationships with a very select few. Stick with them through thick and thin. This is really the only way
rock
to rock and
roll.
And roll. Hopefully that doesn't mean that he's going to, you know, be friends with some people and some people he's just not going to bother with.
Well, that's the impression that I got, that he only wants to work with and associate with a select few. But that's not going to work. He can't ostracize the rest of the house.
No, he cannot.
No. He seems like the type that will put his foot in his mouth and just not make it.
But he is pretty smart. He's accomplished some things. He went to Yale.
Right.
Had a pretty high GPA.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-med major with a minor in economics. So I think he has some smarts behind him that would hopefully help him calm his mouth down.
Let's hope. Let's hope. I wonder, out of all of these house guests, which one will tell the truth about their occupation? Because in the past, for those that have mentioned that they have their own business or are an entrepreneur like Nick is, they become a target. People think, oh, they don't need the money. They have their own business. So I wonder if they'll be truthful about it.
What does he do? I mean, he just says entrepreneur. So it doesn't really mean you have money.
No.
But you're right. He can, that could come back to get him if he brags about something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's also 28, so he's not a spring chicken.
No, he's not.
So hopefully that will help calm him down also. I think the youngest person is 23.
Yeah, and so
or
far...
Or 22.
Yep, and so far the oldest is 37.
Yep, Helen. Okay, and we have one more. Spencer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. 31, from Conway, Arkansas. He is a railroad conductor, single. And I kind of liked him. He was kind of quiet, but I liked him.
I like Spencer.
I did, too. His adjectives are mouthy, opinionated, and chill.
I can see how he can play all of those. I can. Yeah. Let's hope he knows when to share his opinions and when to just chill.
Yeah, and when to chill. What? He doesn't have a strategy?
I know.
He says that he will make a great house guest because he's highly competitive, assertive, very funny, but he's also polarizing. Oh, Spencer.
I know.
People tend to either really like me or not like me. I feel like I'm very easy to get along with as long as I'm doing what I want to be doing. That's everybody.
Right.
That is too funny. Oh, he... oh, my goodness.
Which Big Brother cast member did you like the most or least? So he does like James from season 6, and James is also in the All-Stars. He likes Enzo. You remember Enzo?
Oh, gosh. He liked Enzo?
He liked Enzo.
Enzo is annoying to
he
me.
Was.
Oh, another cocky fool.
I know. And he liked Shima the least.
Yeah, Shima, she kind of, I remember that season with Shima. I started out not liking her at all. And then I kind of grew to like her more, but then she kind of just kind of went off.
Fell off, yeah.
She kind of just sunk her own little ship.
It went that crazy.
She went batshit crazy. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
There are people to like way least than that.
There are. Unless, I don't know, maybe he disliked Shima just because of her behavior. How she acted, maybe. I don't know.
I can see that. Because that's hard, especially when you are, there's so many people fighting to be in the house no matter what. You know, it's a game, so they're going to throw crap at you. And
right.
So you have to just roll with it.
And you never know. He could have tried out for Big Brother before, and he's looking at it as, okay, Shima really ruined that opportunity. Her spot could have been mine or someone else.
That is so true. Yes, it could have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. I liked him from his video interview. I'm just interested to see what, you know, he really means about this. People either like me or don't. I could be polarizing, so that could be that could be something, Spencer.
It could. But he understands that Big Brother is a very complicated game, so I do think he's going in and he's ready. I just hope he's smart about it.
Yeah, don't get too crazy.
Right, or too mouthy.
Now, I do know, that's all the house guests, and I do know that one of the twists this season is that they're going to have 3 nominees each week instead of 2, which is going to be interesting.
It will.
I kind of like that twist.
I wonder if it's actually going to last the entire season.
I wonder that, too. It could until the last, maybe 6 people or 7?
Right, it could. Mm-hmm.
And it's just more opportunity for people to really get pissed off at each other.
It is.
You know?
And more opportunity and incentive to make alliances.
Yes, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Very early. Which is what I liked about the early days of Big Brother is they found ways, or it seemed like they had ways to just organically force this competition within people instead of manipulating it.
Yeah, now it's more of a manipulation and mind game.
Yeah, I believe so too. But if this, to me, has it already set up to where it's really going to, you know, cause some drama.
Right.
In the house, because you're going to have 3 instead of 2.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if they have more, have-not challenges, that can also do it. I've been watching Big Brother Canada.
Oh!
Which, if you haven't watched it, it was really good.
Good.
You can watch it on YouTube, online.
I'll have to check it out.
But they had some really interesting challenges, that weren't like HOH competitions or just other kind of challenges for rewards. I was trying to watch Big Brother UK, where they had a head of household, which they don't get their own room. They're just called head house guests.
Oh.
But that person's been getting a lot of special meals where the other people have to just have regular basic food rations. So that just, you know, breeds normal irritation in people. And that's what I hope they start doing this season, going back to that.
I hope so. Get back to the basics, Big Brother.
We want the basics.
Yes.
And I'm excited that it's all new people that we haven't seen
before.
I know.
Well, let's just hope Jesse doesn't come back in a Pandora's box.
Oh, my Lord, no. To me, he's the one I would not dislike the most.
He is the one I dislike the most.
Oh, let's please not have that.
Please, no.
Or Jeff or Jordan or Rachel or nobody. But you know, if Alyssa becomes head of household, we're going to see Rachel.
Of course.
We're going to see Rachel.
Yeah. I think they're going to have Rachel show up either to host the competition, something.
Something, which wouldn't really be fair.
It won't.
But they'll probably do it.
Yeah.
No one rather.
Just to annoy other house guests.
I am excited for it to start, though, I will say.
I am. And we get a longer season.
Woohoo!
Yes. Now, CBS is also doing where we can vote for MVP.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, based on everyone's strategy. So we get to vote for who has the best strategy. And we can vote online now on CBS.com. Have you placed your vote yet?
I have not. I was just going to ask you that same question. I have not placed a vote.
I have. I have already placed my vote.
Ooh. Do you want to reveal who you voted for or just leave that a secret?
I'll go ahead and reveal it.
Okay.
I placed my vote for Candace.
Candace!
Yes, I placed it for Candace because I do like her strategy and her personality. So I voted for her.
I like her a little boost in the beginning of the game. Yes, I feel like she's going to need it.
Yes.
I really do. I'm going to vote tonight. I'm going to go back through. I have a couple people that I like and place a vote. I'll vote as well. Now, these people, the MVP, aren't they going to be given a special privileges or something in the house?
I'm not sure exactly what they're going to get. They are going to get some type of power, but we're not sure what the power is yet. It'll be revealed on the premiere.
That will be interesting.
Right.
Very interesting. Well, I am looking forward to it. Are you going to get the live feeds or are you more of a just weekly network watcher?
Well, this is my struggle this season. I don't really do the feeds. I'm used to, you know, reading the feed updates online, but I am a Big Brother After Dark watcher. And this year, it's not on Showtime this year. They've changed it so it's available on TV Guide Network, which my cable provider does not offer it. Plus, it used to be from midnight until 3 a.m. They've shortened it. It's only going to be midnight until 2 a.m.
Oh,
and because it's on TV Guide Network, there's assumptions that it may be censored.
So it'd be better just to get the feeds if you had a mind to watch every once in a while.
It would be better to get the feeds.
Yeah, because it's the same stuff.
Right. How are you going to do it this year?
I am going to get the feeds.
Okay.
Actually, I've already purchased them while their early bird special is on.
Right.
And I'm going to tell myself that I won't be up all night watching it during the week. But sometimes you get bored and you just start watching it and you can't stop.
I know what you mean.
So I'm going to have to really manage my time because I was a tired sucker. In some days, because there were some pretty good. The thing that I like the feeds for is really when they have those marathon HOH competitions.
Yes.
And you don't want to wait until Sunday's episode to see who won, or I don't want to go read it. I just want to go watch it. Yeah. So that's what I like it for. And then on the weekends when I'm bored, I don't have anything to do, I'll turn it on while I'm doing something around the house or just chilling.
I really like to get the full Big Brother experience because I've noticed in all the seasons that I've been watching, it is a totally different game if you watch only the CBS shows.
Yes, you are so right.
You really don't know how some of these people act when the cameras on CBS are off.
Yes, because CBS ain't going to show everything.
No, they
you know.
Don't. They don't. And they're the way they edit it and, it's a completely different game when you're watching the feeds and After Dark.
Yeah, so that's why I said, I'm going to go ahead and get it while it's on sale.
Well, that's what I need to go ahead and do. Get the feeds for the early bird special.
Yeah, I think it's good till tomorrow. I think you can get them until tomorrow.
Okay.
For pretty cheap for the whole season. And I figure I'll, you know, even if I watch it just a couple hours here and there, it'll be worth it.
It will.
Now, if they vote out all our people of color in the first week and I'm out, then it won't be worth it, but... I just hope they don't do that.
Don't jinx us.
I know. Sorry. I shouldn't even put it out in the universe. Well, thank you so much for doing that little recap. I think it's always good for us to give our first impressions,
yes,
just on superficial means, and then see how wrong or how right we were as we go throughout the season. That's always the fun part.
It is. So we will see. I'm so excited for the premiere.
Excited. Okay, so Elle Marie and I will be coming back every week on, I think we're going to do Fridays.
Right.
After the live evictions and the HOH competition has been through, so that we could talk about that week's activities, any things that happened on the feeds that y'all might not know about, we are definitely going to talk about.
We'll be here to tune all of you in.
Yes, we will. All right, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister Elle Marie.
See you next time.
See ya.